Good morning, everyone. God bless you all. I hope you're doing well. I'm going to make this one a quick one today, but I really was moved to come in here and just send out a reminder of what Scripture tells us about the last days, focusing in on the deception. I find it fascinating with everything that is going on the World War III front, and yet no one is telling you about it. The media in our country is focusing on Taylor Swift and football games and junk. And it's really telling, because when you tune in to what's actually happening in Europe, I told you in the podcast from 2 days ago that along the Finland border, they're digging trenches and pillboxes. Well, they're not the only ones. Romania is, I think Bulgaria is. Just yesterday, there was a huge explosion in Oxfordshire. And nobody's talking about it, but when I saw the footage of it, it looked like a mushroom cloud. It didn't look like an accidental explosion of a building. And nobody's saying a word. A couple days ago, Russia has said again they're going to strike NATO nations. And if you look at the incredible amount of money that America has been throwing at, quote unquote, protecting Ukraine, you have to step back and question it. Because countries don't do that for other countries just because they're friends. There is something that America is trying to protect over there. Or they are using that as an excuse because they want to start World War III and get into it with Russia and NATO. I mean, the amount of money that's being spent on Ukraine it's asinine, especially when you look at what's happening over in our country. Our financial system is about to implode. Look what happened in Maui, which there are red flags about that left and right. None of the money is going here. It's all going over there. And it's a ton of money that we don't have. So there's a very specific reason that that's happening. And you're not being told about it. But, you know, Europe is, if you tune into the YouTube channels that have the footage, that have the information, that have the military satellites where they can track what's going on, Europe is looking like it did before World War II. I personally don't think that you build trenches and pillboxes along your entire border if there isn't a very specific reason why you're doing it, because that's not cheap. So all of this is to say that the more I see what's happening, and the more I see our media absolutely not saying a word about it, that reminds me of Scripture. And it sets alarms off in my head that we really are in the very last breath of the last days before this whole thing kicks off. And it doesn't say specifically, but it is my feeling from Scripture that the 7-year tribulation is kicked off by World War III. And I do believe that the true believers will be raptured out just before that happens. I really think the rapture is a rescue mission for God's people right before this last world war. and I think my guess is, from the typology in Scripture with Moses and with Lot, that rapture is going to happen at the very last second. So for those people who are not going out of their way to pay attention to the signs, this is going to blindside you. This is going to seemingly come out of nowhere. All of the people who have had dreams about the rapture and about, you know, the kicking off of World War III, they have all said the same thing, that nobody saw coming and there was no warning whatsoever. And you know what? That's what Scripture says is going to happen. And that's what seems to be setting up. Just think about it. Why wouldn't our media be talking about an explosion that just happened yesterday in Oxfordshire? Why wouldn't our media be talking about Finland digging trenches and pillboxes all along the border? They're clinging onto a story now that the Ukrainians only have 45 days left of ammunition. Anybody who knows what's going on, anybody who knows what's been sent over there knows that that's crap. And They're not being honest with anybody. So I guess what I'm trying to do with this is just remind you that deception is not only what they're telling you with lies, it's also what they're not telling you by telling you something else. Every time the news right now is reporting Taylor Swift at a football game, look at this over here. You need to look the other way and figure out what they're trying to keep you from looking at. Because there's a lot of stuff going on. I think that's another reason why it says over and over in scripture, when you see these things begin to happen, look up. It's my guess and my assumption, but I think maybe part of that warning is when you see these things begin to happen, don't be looking down here for explanations for it. Don't be looking to the media to tell you what's going on. You got to look up. Because you start watching the media, you're going to get sucked right back into the illusion of this world. And that illusion of this world is not what is actually happening. So just keep your eyes up. I do believe this rapture is coming, and I do believe the rapture is coming right before all of this is going to kick off. So get on the ark, guys. There's not that much time left. 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. Place your faith in Jesus Christ while you have time to do it, because the 7-year tribulation, you have no idea how evil it's going to be. It's going to be horrendous. I mean, if you think the world is evil now, just wait until the church is removed from it. Just wait until God steps aside from it. Just wait until the restrainer is no longer restraining it. You don't want to be here. You don't want to see that. For those of you who would like to know more about what's happening and can't figure it out because CNN and ABC and NBC are not telling you, there are several channels on YouTube that have pretty good information. And again, like I always say, research everything for yourself. Canadian Prepper is good. Full Spectrum Survival is good. Monkey Vex has some really good radar equipment that he shows. But you can always do a search on YouTube. Obviously, use your discernment because there's a lot of BS on YouTube as well. So start filtering through. And I do believe if you're in tune with the Holy Spirit, if you are praying, if you are working on your relationship with Jesus Christ, he will lead you to the things you need to see. So hold fast, guys. Because this is going to come out of the blue for pretty much the entire planet, except for those who are looking for it. All right, I love you guys. Eyes up. 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. Place your faith in Jesus Christ while you still have time. All right, I love you guys. God bless.